My companion this morning is a huge jar of now and later candy. For those of you not familiar with it, it was introduced in 1962 as a chewable taffy that is slightly sour rather than sweet. When you put it in your mouth, it starts out being firm with a fruity taste. With patience, it turns into a soft and chewy treat. The original idea was to eat some of the squares in the package now and to save the rest for another occasion. This is where the name of the candy came from. An early package was labeled Share the Square. This candy is designed to be long-lasting, with the consumer hoping it would never end. It has been very popular and continues to be sold today in all of the chain stores. One of its attractions is its unexpectedness. It is not sweet. One has to be patient to enjoy it. It is designed to be savor, to save, and to share. Yet to those who are fans of the product, it continues to be a favorite. One of the books I just completed reminded me of this candy. It was about the kingdom of God. N.T. Wright spends many pages reminding his readers that God came on earth to be with his people as Jesus Christ. During the fall and exile of the Old Testament chosen people, the great prophets foretold a new king, one from the line of David. He would come, and his kingdom would never end. After a long waiting, a special child was born in Bethlehem in a stable. This child grew up among the people to be one of them. When Jesus grew into a man and began his public ministry, there was great joy, as well as anger and fear. Was he the long-awaited king? Where was his kingdom? It did not look at all like David's kingdom. In Luke 17, Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming. None of what was happening met their expectations. He told them, "The kingdom of God is among you." The ancient chosen people expected a now king, one who would rule in an earthly kingdom as David did. Many today expect a later king, one in heaven. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he left the Holy Spirit here to lead and watch over us. So indeed, the kingdom of God is now, here on earth, as well as later in a heavenly kingdom. And we are called to share that relationship with God as King of our lives with our fellow travelers here on earth. Today is called Christ the King Sunday. Today we celebrate that God came to us to establish his kingdom here on earth. He suffered a public, humiliating, painful death while being totally innocent of any crime. In the scene described in the gospel reading today, we are called to face our sinfulness as well as to acknowledging the suffering of the innocent. We are called to forgive, and through that forgiveness, to bring others to the kingdom of God. For this reason, this Sunday is also called Restorative Justice Sunday. As Christians, our church and many others recognize we have a responsibility to those who sin by committing a crime to bring them back into our midst in a forgiving way after they complete the sentence they are ordered to serve. We are reminded to be like Christ in the lesson. Today in Texas, we have many innocent people who suffer due to our punitive system of justice. Many of them are family members of those who are incarcerated. While I believe that those who break the law of the land should be held responsible for their actions, I also believe we should insist those punishments be appropriate for the crime. We also need to monitor the conditions of prisoners who are very vulnerable while they are incarcerated, to be sure they're not having to deal with problems we know nothing about, like physical and sexual abuse. Many are charged exorbitant fees for toiletries, phone calls, and food. We need to start thinking about how we can bring these children of God back into useful members of the community after they complete their time in confinement. Right now, we suffer from a piecemeal system dictated by fear. Lock them up, keep them out of the way. We treat them as less than humans, then wonder how they come out like they do. Jesus tells us we need to restore those who have sinned into the people he intended them to be, to encourage them and welcome them back into the community of God. I recommend we make a major shift in our plans, that we rethink out our justice system as a whole, that we plan with the end in mind. What we are doing now makes no sense in any way. Are you aware that over half of the juveniles locked up in jails and prisons are guilty of only minor property crimes for which they would not be imprisoned if they were adults? More than 70% of juveniles do not reenter the justice system when they are released. Many of these children live in extreme poverty with broken homes, if you could call what they have homes. One I work with now never had a home. By that I mean an apartment or a room where their family lived. Many children leave their circumstances for life on the street by the age of 10. By that I do not mean hanging around on the street corner. I mean they actually live by their wits on their own, sleeping wherever they can. These children do not make moral choices. They get by any way they can. Some call them the throwaway children. No one wants them. No one misses them. No one cares for them. We ignore them and their plight to our peril as Christians, as well as human beings. 80% of all prison inmates spent some time in foster care. That's right, 80%. This does not include all the youth who are picked up living on the streets who never lived in foster care but found their way to prison. These are the children of people with broken lives, those who are incarcerated themselves, who are addicted to drugs and or alcohol, those who are so broken they abuse all around them, even innocent children. When prisoners exit the justice system to return to society today, what do they find waiting for them? If their family lives in a public assistance housing, as many of them do, they are not allowed to live with them. When they are released to reclaim their life and place in society, former inmates have many difficulties finding employment. Transportation and getting restarted in life is a huge challenge, as well as adjusting to life outside of confinement. Why do we wonder how they often end up back in prison? Isn't it our job to design a system where those who make mistakes can find a way back into the community? Jesus offered murderers and thieves a place in his kingdom. Can we do any less? In the kingdom of now, we can work to restore the broken by reworking our justice system. As citizens, we can demand our state government do a much better job. We can work with our local and state governments to be sure children are offered safe and caring environments when their birth family fails. Christ brought us to a now and later world when he came to us. He brought us love and hope. It is up to us to share that now and later with all of the others in the kingdom. I am asking you to take some of these candies with you on the way out today. Please put one next to your Bible or that special place where you go to pray and speak with the Lord. Let it remind you that in the beginning the way is hard, but with patience it softens and becomes quite pleasing. Let it remind you that God is with you now and later. Let it call you to be Christ to others around you now, as Christ is present to us now. Then we can all share a glorious now and later in God's kingdom. Amen.